morning. See what we can find. Got a message this morning, just a standalone message, I call it. I usually preach in series, usually five or six messages, well, anywhere from 3 to 6 messages a series, because I get bored. If I did like 50, forget about it. I'd be dead in the floor. I have to always keep changing. And so that's why I preach in series, and I think people like that too. We're always learning something different, a different little spotlight on the Scripture. Today, just a message on readying yourself every day. How can I be ready every day to fight the crud and the mess and the problems and the pain and the struggle or whatever is coming into my life? How can I make it? How can I do it? That's good advice if we can give that today, don't you think? Say, we all have that. We all have struggles. We all need help. So a little book in the Bible, the book is called the Book of Jude. Can you say that with me? The Book of Jude. Now, you're going to have a hard time finding it. It's just one little chapter. It's towards the end of your Bible, before the book of Revelation, tucked way back in the back of your Bible. It's going to be on the big screen this morning. 25 verses in this little book. I want to look at the last six verses today on how to ready yourself every day, how to build yourself up every day, and not only survive, but thrive. It's incredible when you face hardship and opposition and struggle and mess, and that spotlight gets turned on you, and you then not only survive, but thrive, that Jesus Christ can get incredible glory. Amen? Say, when people are expecting you to quit or to respond in a certain way, but you respond differently, that's because of the power of God in your life. It's incredible. Amen? So how can you make it? Let's talk about that this morning. Y'all ready? Are y'all alive? Say. Y'all didn't go to sleep after the good music, did you? All right. Come on. Help me here now. I'll go to sleep on you. Here we go. Say that with me. Ready yourself every... I want to do that. Well, I did good yesterday. Yesterday's gone. But tomorrow I might. Tomorrow's the favorite day of the lazy man. Today's the only day I've got. We just came out of a series in the book of James where when you presume upon tomorrow, it's evil. It's actually sin. God calls it sin. He wants us to live today as if it would be really our last day. We start doing that. Wow. All that mess that you've gone through, listen, it's back here. Well, what about all I got to face? Well, that's up here. What about today? 24, living in the now. That's what I call it. 24, living in the now. Amen? Let's look at it. Here we go. The idea of readying yourself every day is, say that with me, building yourself up every day. One more time. Building yourself up. One more time. Building yourself up every day. And I'm not talking about looking in the mirror. It's okay if you do this sometimes, because I know I have to do it sometimes. But I'm not talking about just pumping yourself up. I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. It's okay. You can do that, son. It's all right. You know, I've been looking in the mirror lately saying, you know, you can make it, Clark. I've been looking in the mirror saying, you know what? You're growing hair. No, I haven't been doing that. I have been saying, you're getting in shape, boy. You're getting in shape, boy. Pump some more iron. Amen. No, I do that, but that's not what I'm talking about. That'll only last so long. Amen. Y'all hearing me? It's got to be something more that I can do to be strong. Let's look at it. In a crazy little book, the book of Jude, I found this. Just 6 little verses. I'd like to share them with you. First part of verse 20. Verse 20 through 25. But you, beloved, say it with me, building up yourselves. That word means readying yourself every day. Building up yourself means readying yourself every day. And then he goes on now, and he gives us some little tidbits of how we can ready ourselves and build ourselves up. And if you're like me, sometimes you read the Bible and you just go, "Woo! Read the book of Jude, got nothing out of it." You go so fast, amen? Well, we're going to slow her down. Here we go. So how do I ready myself every day? How do I build myself up? Now, you got to help me this morning. Number one, say it with me, study the Word of God regularly. You mean I got to read my Bible? if you want to be ready every day. I had dinner with a young fellow last night. God has got his hand on this young man. Wants to reach youth for Christ. So he and I had dinner last night. Went out to dinner. He has an old map bag from the Army. I guess that you carry maps in. And he has his Bible in it. He keeps it in his truck. And people ask him, people that are in the military, say, what you got in that military map bag? He says, I've got my map. The other day, a guy said, what do you mean, map of the area? Don't you have a GPS or something like that? He said, no. I've got the map for my life. He keeps that Bible in there. When he has some downtime at work, he reads the Word, you know, or in between, or during his lunch break, or something like that. Plus, he just likes it close to him. He said, I just want that Bible near to me. It gives me strength. We might think a guy like that's crazy. I think that's a pretty good guy. Amen? It's no good if it's just sitting there, though. You got to be in that Word every day. What does he say? So, build yourself up, say it with me, on your most holy what? Faith. Let's talk about that. I'm talking about the Word. That word faith has something to do with the Word of God. Look at it. Faith comes by what? And hearing the Word of God. If you're going to build yourself up on your most holy faith, that means you've got to get into the Word on a regular basis, because that's how you got your faith to begin with. Amen. Listen, your Word's a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. I've got to do this every day if I'm going to be ready every day to fight. Y'all listening or not? Well, I don't want to do it that way. Well, do it your way and you're going to fail. Are you hearing me today? Come on. So, number one, I've got to be in the Word of God regularly. It's not about bragging. I read 8 chapters. Who cares? I don't. If you read 3 verses or 5 or 1 and you memorize it, you eat it. Listen, not about bragging, it's about surviving and thriving. Amen? Every day. You can have time in the Word. You can do this. Amen? Number two, how do I ready myself every day? Say that one with me. Here we go. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, I done scared some of you. Oh, man, you're going to have me praying in the Holy Ghost. There's some weird teaching out there on praying in the Holy Ghost. You're supposed to cluck and flop down like a chicken or something. I don't know about you. Clucking and flopping like a chicken ain't going to help me make it today. I need something more. Y'all listening to me or not? What does that mean? So I'm going to build myself up in my faith. That's the Word every day. And I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's look at that. Let's investigate praying in the Holy Ghost. That means praying according to God's, the Holy Spirit's leading. Amen? Pray according as He leads you, as He touches you, as He is part of your life. You don't have to pray my prayers. You don't live my life. You have your life. As you pray, it's okay to pray about your life. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? As He leads you. He don't lead me. I'm not a preacher. You're a nut. He leads you. I'm nothing. I'm no different. It's craziness. Listen, it's not getting your will done. It's getting God's will done. That's praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, praying in your name is getting everything you want done. Praying in His name is getting what He wants done in this situation or whatever I'm going through. God, help me, but your will be done. That's praying in the Holy Ghost. And you didn't even flop like a chicken. Isn't it incredible? Come on. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His what? He what? Hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire from Him. When you pray in the Spirit and according to His will, you'll be surprised when you pray in His will, how that lines up and how those things that you're praying for come to pass. Okay? I'm not saying you're praying for a new home, new car. I'm talking about every day you're praying for that strength to make it today. And it's amazing. You'll look back and go, daggum, Bobby Bowden. Daggum, amen? You'll go, I made it. And you'll start to see and your confidence will grow
that God is hearing and answering my prayers.
Y'all hearing me today? Come on. It's knowing, but it's also inviting the Holy Spirit to join you when you pray. Praying in the Holy Ghost is inviting God, the Holy Spirit, to join me when I pray. When we prayed in the truck a little bit ago, I can't tell you the number. Bob, you were there. I can't tell you the number of times that we talked about the Holy Spirit and Holy Spirit be here and Holy Spirit lead us and Holy Spirit be in our church today and Holy Spirit be in every seat today and Holy Spirit touch people's hearts today and Holy Spirit help us to do your will today. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It wasn't just seven men getting together praying about what we wanted to do. We invite him in. You need to invite him in. Hey, it might be a good ritual for you. It's good, routine. You get you two chairs, and you sit you in one, and you get that other one right there, and you just go ahead and look over there and say, God, the Holy Spirit, you come on in here, and we're going to pray together. Amen, say. I'm talking about if you're going to ready yourself every day for the fight, for the struggle. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we don't even know what we should pray for as we ought. That's how I am. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. There's that will of God again. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. It's amazing when we start praying in the Holy Spirit. It's not about what we want. It's not about ourselves so much. It's about us getting in tune with him, aligned with him. When we start seeing even the bad things in our life, we start to see purpose and meaning, and some good can come out of it. That's only God can do that, right? Say, because I want to throw things through windows and hit with ball bats. But God says, I can take every situation, son, and I can cause you to grow and be stronger. That's incredible. But you need God, the Holy Spirit, to help you do that. Amen? Say, Gary can't do that for me. I hope I haven't lost you this morning. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the what? Father. So I've got to be in the Word. I've got to be praying in the Holy Ghost. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. And we rejoice in Christ Jesus. And we don't have any confidence in the flesh. Man, this stuff screws me up all the time. Got to trust him. So, number one, I'm in that book every day. Number two, I'm praying every day in the Holy Ghost. And don't get spooky on that. Amen. Don't think you got to fall down and flop like a chicken. I know that ticks some of you off. I don't care. Get real. Amen. Say, come on. I didn't go to church. The game playing don't fly with me. Be honest with you. Excuse me. Life is really hard. Life, we got to get serious. Amen. Say, it's not about a show. I'm not asking you to do this publicly. I'm talking about this stuff is in your private life. Let's keep looking. Number three, listen to Jude. Say that with me. Keep yourself in the love of God. Now, this is a big deal. Sometimes we think, well, what do you mean I got to keep myself in the love of God? He loves me all the time. I don't have to keep myself nowhere. Yes, you do. You're screwed up. You got a whacked out head. You're just like me. We can feel God doesn't love us. We can feel like, man, my life's all screwed up. You've got to actively keep yourself in the love of God. Let's talk about it. Jude says, keep yourself in the love of God. That's point number three. Let's look at it. Let's examine that in some detail. Jude doesn't say keep yourself what? No, you don't have to do that. If you're a child of God, you put your faith in Christ, you had nothing to do with him doing that, by the way. So when you believe in him, it's done. He did it. You had nothing to do with it. You believe in Christ. Amen. So you don't keep yourself saved. That's not what he's saying. He's saying keep yourself in the love of God. Way back, if you go back in the verse of this book, it says that we're preserved in Jesus Christ. Amen. Like that little thing of pickles right there, baby. That's you. You're good. Lids on. You're going to be delivered to heaven one day. It's happening. But between now and heaven, stuff's going to hit the fan. Excuse me. And how you going to make it? You got to keep yourself in the love of God. How do I do that, Pastor? Look at it. You can and must keep yourself in the love of God. How do I keep myself in the love of God? Listen to me. As the Father hath loved me, Jesus speaking, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. We have to keep ourselves in the love of God. We do that by keeping his commandments, by being in tune with him, doing the right thing. Often two things happen to us in tough times when we're struggling. Number one, we think God doesn't love us. How many have ever thought that before when you're struggling? How can God let this happen to me? He doesn't love me. Lie, lie, lie. But it seems real, 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 doesn't it? The second thing we do is this. We focus on us and we forget God loves us. I don't know about you, but when I struggle, and I am struggling desperately right now in my life, it's so often that I can just absolutely take my whole focus off of him and I can put it on all my problems. And in my mind, he totally disappears. And I'm all alone. But I did that to myself. Y'all hearing me today? You've got to keep yourself in the love of God. But I feel for sight. You've got to keep yourself in the love of God. Care what your mind says to you. Y'all hearing me? This is active stuff. Now, if your life's perfect, you think I'm a lunatic up here this morning, probably. But most in this room, that's not their life, nor where they live. We struggle. You need to realize the love of God is built on and not you. So since it's built on him, I got to keep myself. Like when you play outfield, baby, you got to get under the ball. Amen. That ball ain't coming to you. You got to go. That's the way the love of God is. Different situations that come, I got to keep myself, no matter what I'm going through, under the love of God. Y'all hearing me? Means you got to do something. You got to move, baby. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So if you're feeling all crappy and your life's crappy or you screwed up or something like that, he loved you when you were a sinner before. You think he doesn't love you now? Say, it's crazy. Get yourself back under that love. The love of God didn't start with you. It started with Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Keep looking. Keep it there. Keep it there. Keep it there. Told you there's a lot of stuff on this one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is a great verse for salvation. That's a great verse for you making it in your life every day. When you're struggling, for God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son for me. As I believe in him, this thing ain't going to kill me. I'm going to have everlasting life. I'm going to make it. You see how you can take the word and all of a sudden, wow, amen, say, pump yourself up, kick yourself in the tail. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us. And he sent his son to be the propitiation or the sacrifice of the one who took our place on the cross. Think like that. Hope I ain't boring you to tears this morning. There is no fear in love. But perfect love does what? When you're afraid, get yourself under the love of God and his perfect love. You had nothing to do with earning. He gave it to you. It's perfect love. When you get yourself under that, wow, the fear can start to leave. Y'all hearing or not? Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. When you're fearful and when you're crying and you're hurting, oh my gosh, what do you got to do? I get myself under some love. His love. It's refreshing. It's like a waterfall. We love him. Why? He first loved us. And I know I'm talking about, you know, it's not easy to do. Y'all hearing me today? If I could fix you on Sunday in 1 hour, you'd be great, wouldn't you? Looking for the mercy. Can you say mercy? I'm preaching on mercy in the next hour. If at all possible, some of you could stay and hear that message. On the next night, I've never preached in 32 years. I've been preaching 32 years. I've never preached on mercy. Not one whole message. Today, God burdened my heart this last week. Actually, for a couple of weeks, He's been burdening my heart. But boy, I studied mercy. It means price paid. Say that with me. Price paid. One more time. Price paid. Wow. Put yourself under the love of God, the mercy of God. Price paid. How's that make you feel? Say, clean or what? Say, wow. Crazy message coming up in the next hour. As believers, we're not looking for God's judgment, man. No, we have the mercy of God. We're looking for eternal life with Jesus Christ our Lord. Keep yourself under the love of God. I know that was a long point. Let's skip that. That's 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. I don't have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning which are asleep. Amen. Great scripture. Ready yourself for every day. Let's look at 4, 5, and 6. Roger, you're going to probably have to help me. Okay, just do your thing there. Number 4, how do you ready yourself every day? Word, Holy Spirit, praying, keep yourself in the love of God. Well, ain't that enough? No. Have compassion on somebody every day. Every day. Care about somebody every day. When you start focusing on just your mess and your battle, you've got to have an outlet. Got to. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. And all of a sudden you go, I guess He can use me, right? Say, it's incredible. Jude says that have some having compassion, making a difference. You can make a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. That's what Pregnancy Solution does many times, pulling them out of the fire. Literally, some of these little babies, they're going to just be incinerated. Destroyed. Can you imagine if you're going through struggle and pain, if you had a chance to work at a place like Pregnancy Solutions, go and volunteer your time? But I got all kinds of problems. One of the best things you could do is get out there and share with other people. And you see their hurts and you start reaching out and you care. Amen? It'll change you, man. Believe it or not, that's what keeps me going at Fellowship Church. You people, your struggles, your problems, your needs, your needing love gets me out of bed on Sunday. It's good stuff, man. It's for your life. You can make a difference with your life. You've got to know that. If you're going to ready yourself every day, I'm out of time. There seems to be three types of people here. Doubters, you need to have patience with them. The deceived, you need to be direct with them. And then the dangerous, you need to be careful as you work with them. Okay, we're not all called. Not every believer is equipped and called to reach every person. I can go maybe some places you can't go. You can go places I can't go. But the bottom line is, every believer is called and equipped to reach who? Somebody. That's why I got to be ready every day, man. Make a difference with your life. That's what we're talking about. A couple of more quick points, Raj. We're going to just pop them up. Know that God can keep you. Say that with me. Know that God can keep you. You've got to know that every day. It's a little different than keeping yourself in the love of God. Now, to Him that is able to keep you from what? Falling. And present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. You need to get up out of bed every day. And know, there's no temptation taken me, but such is common to man. God will make with this temptation a way to escape. You need to get out of bed knowing all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Then he got out of bed going, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. I don't keep myself, He keeps me. Say that with me. I don't keep myself, He keeps me. Y'all hearing me? That's how you have to live. Every day. And don't worry about tomorrow. That's the favorite day of the lazy man. Yesterday's gone. You can't ever get it back. Today is the only now I know I have. You can do this. Are y'all hearing me? Come on, y'all sound like it. Do not be afraid of your security in Jesus Christ, because it's anchored in Him, baby. Last thing is this. Who gets the credit? Every day. I didn't do this a lot, but now with all the struggle I've been facing, it's easier for me at the end of a day to thank Him for making it through this day. I used to think I could make it, that I did it. Amen. Now I know better. You make it through a day, your head hits that pillow, you give Him credit. You hearing me? You give Him the credit, man. Whew. And I got a feeling you'll sleep better. The only wise God, our Savior. Say it with me. Be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. That's how you make it every day. That's just one little old thing in the Bible. Isn't the Bible good? Come on, let's praise Him for His word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good stuff.